Pushkin.
Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC. Copyright 2024, JP Morgan Chase & Co.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey, Slight Changers. We'll be back with a brand new episode of A Slight Change of Plans next Monday. But I wanted to let you know about a new show from Pushkin I'm enjoying called Well-Read Black Girl. Glory Edom started the Well-Read Black Girl Book Club in 2015, and since then it's exploded into a passionate worldwide reading community. She aims to amplify the voices of BIPOC writers and celebrate their literary achievements, using the power of conversation to help her members connect with each other and grow as people. Well-Read Black Girl depends on participation from members and the shared experiences their favorite writers express so beautifully. On the Well-Read Black Girl podcast, Glory has deep, honest conversations with authors of color about the art, craft, and power of the written word. You'll hear from luminaries like Tarana Burke, Gabrielle Union, Anita Hill, and more about how they found their voices, honed their craft, and navigated the world of publishing. You'll meet Black bookstore owners, literary advocates, and Well-Read Black Girl book club members themselves. They talk about what they're reading and how they celebrate the legacies of literary women who paved the way. Here's a trailer of the show.
Okay, is it going?
Okay, we're ready. I'm ready.
It's all good. All right.
Hi.
Oh, you sound great. It's clear. Hi, I'm Glory Edom, and I love books.
So yeah, I love reading as a child.
Which is why in 2015, I started the Well-Read Black Girl Book Club.
There was a period in life whenever a Toni Morrison book came, it was like it was an assignment for me.
For years, we've come together to celebrate the work of female, femme, and non-binary writers of color.
Oh my gosh, bell hooks. She was so clear about the brilliance of the literature created by Black women.
And now, on the Well-Read Black Girl podcast, I'm connecting readers everywhere with the most impactful and interesting writers, thinkers, and makers today. We'll have intimate, in-depth conversations on the power of the written word and explore what it means to be well-read.
Oh, well, it means everything. I take pride in being well-read.
You'll hear from authors like Min Jin Lee on her journey to writing the books we love to read.
So I would go to work 7 days a week, and I thought, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So I quit in 1995, I believe, and then I published in 2007, which means it took 12 years to publish a book.
An author and activist, Tarana Burke.
A lot of amazing things have happened to me since Me Too went viral. But the only thing that has happened to me that was actually something that was a goal in my life was to write.
You'll hear from Jacqueline Woodson.
It keeps me sane. Writing really does, and keeps me feeling like I have some control over what happens in the world, whether or not I do or not.
And authors like Ziba Blay.
Anytime that I write, I'm trying to be honest. I'm not even trying to be good. I'm just trying to be honest with myself.
And get life lessons from author and icon Anita Hill.
I've heard from people who said that in 1991, they listened to the hearings and then they understood their own experiences better. And that's what I think we all as a writer want.
Yes. You'll even get to know your favorite writers beyond the page.
Oh, we're going to do rapid fire questions. Okay, so between Beloved the book or Beloved the film, which was better?
Definitely the book.
Are you a coffee or tea person?
Coffee and tea.
What's your sign?
I am all Virgo everything.
Name a movie that never gets old that you can watch over and over and over and over again.
Probably Jumanji.
If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Oh, I have thought about that. My superpower would be every time that I met someone that I would be able to glimpse their past.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Kinship, community, support. You'll find all of this and more on my new weekly show. So tell your friends to tell their friends so we can all be friends.
We're in this family now.
We're in a family, yeah. I love that.
That was a trailer for the new podcast from Pushkin, Well-Read Black Girl. You can hear more episodes wherever you get your podcasts.